Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Matt Peterson is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Matt has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a couple of years. He's the president and the CEO of eFile Cabinet. He is an expert at cloud computing, doing business in the cloud. And he is here to encourage us and show us, talk to us about some of the ways we can become more efficient and maybe even more secure. He's our good friend, Matt Peterson. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you again.
Good to have you back, as always. So, you know, I started talking to my audience about the cloud before it was the cloud. when we were talking ASPs, right? Application service right. Providers. That was back in the 1900s, and in the 20th century, and then it became the cloud. We probably started using the word the cloud what maybe 10 years ago or so, something like that.
About right, yeah.
And now look at all the things. Major corporations. I was working with IBM when they were spending billions of dollars to build out the cloud around the world. And now people like that and folks like you, Matt, have developed great resources that take advantage of the cloud, and it's really made small business owners a lot more competitive and powerful, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's really given small businesses a leg up to compete, because before, hardware is very expensive to run applications, to run these necessary applications to run a small, medium-sized business. And in the cloud, you kind of combine those resources, and there's an economy of scale, and it kind of levels the playing field for everybody in terms of cost and accessibility, and being able to share information with your customers.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've ever bought a server, folks, one of the things we know about servers is when you buy one, it's pretty cool when you buy one. Whoa, I've got my own server. But then you know what? Servers have to be repaired. They have to be maintained. They have to be upgraded. And they finally wear out, don't they, Matt? And so
somebody has to
manage getting the information over there and then securing it and all that. So the cloud really incrementalizes the power of content management. It incrementalizes it so that small business owners can bite off whatever little chunk they want and pay for it in that incremental same way, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. They really don't have to worry anymore about, well, gosh, do I need to get a new hard drive? Do I have enough RAM to run my applications? Mm-hmm. And what about those crazy software updates they keep pushing out every 6 months to 12 months? How do I do that? And how do I afford to hire an IT person that can manage that when I need it to happen? Oh, and what if it goes down,
right?
You know, late in the day or on the weekend when I'm working? Who am I going to get to come and fix that?
And then I got to deal with that geek that doesn't speak my language.
That's exactly right.
So, okay, so now that we got their attention a little bit, Matt, now your application is for folks to store their stuff, their content, with you guys. Now, I know you call it eFile Cabinet, but it's much bigger than that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it really is. It's when you hear people talk about going to the cloud, they're talking about hosting an application in a backup server someplace that's accessible via the Internet.
Right.
And what we do is we create an application that takes that one step further and says the lifeblood of any organization is the document. It's your files. Mm-hmm. It's the records that you have with your customers. And so we've created a central repository in eFile Cabinet that allows you to store all of those PDF files. If you've got paper in your office, it allows you to scan that. Mm-hmm. Convert those to a PDF. If you've got Word, Excel file, and most importantly, which people forget about all the time, Jim, is emails.
Right.
So a customer calls into an office and they need a copy or the information. Usually business owners like, I wonder where that is. Is it in the file cabinet? Is it on my desk? Is it in the My Documents on
right.
my computer? eFile Cabinet consolidates all that and says anything related to that client, that customer, is stored in an eFile Cabinet in an electronic drawer that is accessible through a couple of mouse clicks and 24/7.
Anywhere in the world.
anywhere in the world you've got.
So you don't have to be at your office. You don't have to call back and say, would you pull this file and send it to me or tell me what it says? Your whole world is literally available at the click of a mouse.
That's exactly right. And you and I and all of your listeners know that if you're a small to medium-sized business owner, you're never really off the clock. You're never right. really get to go on a true vacation. If you take a trip, we'll call it a trip. Some people will call it a vacation, but it's really a trip. Because you've got to have accessibility to your client. They require that in this competitive age. So no matter where you're at, if you're sitting on a beach, you're sitting in a hotel, you're traveling on a plane these days,
right.
you can have access to your records, look at them. You can even share them back with people that you want to, just a few clicks, and you don't have to wait an hour, 2 hours.
Can you give customers access to a certain area where you can put their files?
That's exactly right. There's a component of this that we call a client portal, and you can share files out there. And you put something up in the cloud, they get an email that says, Matt or Jim has shared files with you. Click here, log in, and you can see all the files I've shared with you. Oh, and you can send things back to me in a safe and secure manner.
And you can work collaboratively on those things in that area too, can't you?
Exactly right. And I can put notes. I can put instructions. I need you to take a look at this. Will you sign this? It really speeds things up and makes small business owners much more competitive.
It can be better and handier than what the other alternative would be, to email a document back and forth, which winds up having multiple versions, right?
Multiple versions, and not only that, but it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
If you're emailing documents that have personally identifiable information,
right.
It's illegal in some states if you have it sent to a Social Security. It's
right.
key. And you don't want that liability. And not only that, Jim, if it's a large file, we've all had the experience. We open up an email, we attach a large file, we send it, and it gets bounced back because it's too large, right? So what do you do with those kinds of things, right? This allows you to send large files, but also send them securely in a way that they can't be intercepted, they cannot be hacked.
What about new media? What about, you talked about files, we're thinking paper and Excel spreadsheets and things like that, but what about new media, like audio, video, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's something that's really emerging right now with people that if you want to send an MPEG or a WAV file or an MOV file, no matter what you've got, those files are getting larger and larger and larger.
But we can put those up in our e-file cabinet as well.
You can, and you can share them with whoever you like.
All right, so efilecabinet.com, that's how they find you, right?
Efilecabinet.com, file cabinet with an E in front of it.
You got any special deals going on right now?
We do. We actually, this is the end of our calendar and fiscal year, and we've got some real just outstanding deals people can take advantage of right now. They just go to our website.
Check it out at efilecabinet.com. When we come back, I'm going to get Matt to talk to us about some of the national stuff that's going on right now, like the Sony breach. He's an expert in these areas. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.